So starting a business from the ground up is something that most people never experience. And if you're getting into this coming from the background of somebody that's used to getting paid for the work that they put in to a project or to a job, having that delayed gratification and being able to be okay with that is something that stops a lot of people before they even have the chance to be successful. That's why in today's episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast, I want to give you some tips that you can implement right away to start building momentum early on that can help you to get motivated and continue to power through and do what needs to be done to see success with this business model. So what I did is put together four tips for you to help you build momentum. And the first one is to open as soon as possible. Now, what do I mean by open? Well, if you're building a Shopify store, when you first create your account, it's locked behind a password. And when you want to open it for business, you simply uncheck the box that says keep a password or password to protect my store, and you have it so people can actually visit it. Now, what I see a lot of people do is sign up for Shopify, make their free trial, start building a website in the background, maybe upload a couple of suppliers' products, and they never even take that password off. They never even open it for business because they're waiting until their web design is 100% what they envisioned it as, or they're waiting until they have all 20 different brands that they're approved to sell for within their niche, and that is not necessary at all. Of course, the long-term goal is that your website is optimized as good as it can be, and that you have all 20 brands in your niche, and all of your product pages are absolutely perfect, but the longer you delay opening, the harder it's going to be to ever click that button and actually open for business. So unfortunately, what happens is a lot of Shopify stores go dormant, meaning people just never log in again. They never enter a credit card number to stop paying. Or the worst case is they just keep paying every month for a store that's not even open. So my advice to you, if you're building a store with the dropship lifestyle model, even once you have your first two suppliers and they're uploaded to your website, and of course you've confirmed that all the links on your website work, so you have your contact page, your about us page, you're sure that when you click around your homepage, links work and the site's functional. What I want you to do is take that password off as soon as possible, because if it's on, you're never going to get a sale. So open for business as soon as you can. Again, two suppliers, that is fine. That's not the end all be all, but that is enough to open for business. Now, my second tip for you for building momentum on a new store is to do things that don't scale. And specifically, what I want you to do is manually be reaching out to the people that are visiting your website. And we'll talk about how to get them to visit your website shortly. But what I want you to know is in the beginning, whenever anybody enters their email address on your website, this can be an abandoned cart. So somebody that starts checking out and doesn't finish, or this can be somebody that opts in if you use an exit intent overlay, which by the way, I highly recommend. This is when somebody's on your website and they're going to move their mouse up to click X and leave. You have a overlay come on the screen that says something like, wait before you leave, enter your email for a 10% off coupon code or whatever offer it is, but have that opportunity so everybody that does find your website can enter their email address. Now, as you scale, as you get bigger and bigger, what you're gonna have is an automated sequence of emails. So after somebody enters their email, they'll be getting these emails automatically. But in the beginning, I want you to do things, again, that don't scale. So somebody leaves, they enter their email address for a coupon code. I actually want you to email them manually and say, hey, I see you're on the website looking at product ABC123. Here's the coupon code. By the way, if you have any questions about this product or anything on our store, please reach out. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Now, why are you doing this? Because manual interaction is always going to have the highest conversion rate, because it's literally person to person, and it's not something you can do at scale. But when you're dealing in the beginning with a small product catalog and a small amount of traffic, you can afford the time to be that, have that personal relationship with that person, and you should be doing this. It's not gonna be 100 emails a day. If it is, you're gonna move to automated, but in the beginning, maybe it's 2, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 20. I want you to actually communicate with these people so they can see that you're a real person, so that you can answer their questions, so you can get their feedback if there's anything they were unsure of on your website, and you can literally help them to make the purchase and buy from you. Now, my third tip for building momentum on a new store is to turn your ads on as soon as your store is open. So again, let's say at this point you only have two suppliers in your niche that you're approved with. That's fine. Again, that's not the end goal at all. But if you just open your store, you might get some organic traffic. In fact, you probably will, because obviously there's a ton of long tail keywords that we appear for with product names and brand names and SKU numbers. But don't rely on that. Even if you set up your first Google Shopping campaign with a very small budget, maybe $10 a day, $15 a day. Have all your products there. So that way, not only is your store open, but it is actively getting clicks from Google, from targeted visits. And guess what? Maybe they're not all going to buy right away, but you're going to get those emails. You're going to be able to have those one-on-one conversations. You're going to be able to turn those emails into sales, and you're going to be able to improve your site based off of those conversations and that feedback. Now, with your Google ads, of course, like I mentioned with the suppliers and how many products you upload, this isn't like you're going to set it up and then you're just going to be happy forever. The reason you're doing this with a small budget just to get the ball rolling is so you can get that first sale, so you can get that momentum. And I'm telling you, once that cha-ching sound happens on your phone, once that first sale rolls in, you're going to feel so much more confident, and you're going to be willing to do the extra work that's required to get approved with those 18 other brands you want to sell for, to up your ad budget, to get better at paid traffic, to optimize your site for conversions. Those things are going to come, but you need to get the ball rolling. You need to get conversations coming in. You need to get sales coming in to make you feel confident to keep pushing forward. Because again, delayed gratification on a new store is the name of the game. Even for us, we build new stores, and for the first couple days, as Google ads are getting approved, nothing's happening. It feels hard because we did all this work, and now what? We wait. But got to start somewhere, and the way to start is to send people to your store with products that are actually available for purchase. Now, the fourth tip that I want to give you for building momentum on a new store is also related to traffic, and this is also something that doesn't scale, by the way, but that is to try to use free traffic sources. Now, I'm not going to go deep into this because I did an entire separate podcast on the best free traffic sources. If you want to know more about that, I will post a link in the description, and you can click that and go check it out. But what you want to do at the very least is find out where your customers are. So if you're selling something like surfboards, you can assume that most of your customers live either by lakes or by the ocean. And then what you want to do is go to sites like Craigslist and pick the most populated cities in the areas of different beach areas and post ads there, right? Post them on Craigslist as products for sale. And you can't do this again at scale because your account will get flagged and banned, but you can get started in a couple cities. You can get traffic. You can get that first sale or two sales that can motivate you to keep moving forward. Again, if you want to go deep into how to use free traffic, I have a whole separate podcast, so look for a link in the description below. So I hope you found this podcast helpful, everybody. If you did, just know that if you put these things into action, you're going to be much better off than the person that lets their store just sit there waiting for everything to be perfect. Get that momentum, get that ball rolling. And again, it's a game over time. You're never done. So don't feel embarrassed that you only have 50 products or you only have, you know, this website that doesn't look perfect in your mind. Over time, you're going to get more suppliers because you're never going to stop working on that. You're going to optimize your site for conversions because you're going to follow what I teach you in Dropship Lifestyle, and you're going to get better with paid traffic, be able to spend more on ads and do it profitably. So as always, if you got value from this podcast, please do let me know. You can either leave a comment or send an email or just leave a review on iTunes. That always helps. And if you're new here and you want to know how we build highly profitable semi-automated online stores, be sure to check out dropshipwebinar.com, where I have a full 2.5 hour training on how we build these businesses ourselves. So that's it, guys. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you in the next one.